There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare.
Ah, yes, 1992, the legendary George Jones. And of course, once married to Tammy Wynette. So if you know George Jones and Tammy Wynette, you're probably the type of person we work with on a regular basis, retired, right? Younger people, you know, maybe they know a little bit about them, but George Jones, I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol, or your Medicare.
Yeah, and we didn't play the entire thing, obviously, but some of the lyrics say, "Retirement don't fit in my plans. You can keep your seat. I'm a gonna stand. An Eskimo needs a Frigidaire, like I need your rocking chair." You were a George Jones fan. On the other hand, I like current country music. That was a little too twangy for my taste.
Oh, and then if you flip over to the B-side of that is Finally Friday. So another great song. But anyway, that's George Jones. That's some country music, just kind of an opening. And this is Ken and Lori Heisey with Heisey Advisory Group. Yes, you are tuned into Your Retirement Highway, believe it or not. We are going to talk about retirement, and it's what we do every day, helping people make that conversion from their working years to the retirement years, helping them create an income plan, making sure you have an investment plan to support that, becoming tax efficient, looking at all your health care needs, and of course, your estate needs. A holistic, well-rounded approach to a retirement plan. Unlike some of the things I've been hearing lately I've seen it on TV, I've seen it on the radio.
Wait, you saw it on the radio? You mean you heard it on the radio?
Well, true. I was looking at my radio while I was hearing it, I think, is what I was trying to say. But no, I'm seeing and I'm hearing so much of people now that are just kind of talking about all the safe investments, as they say, and basically they're annuity presentations. And while I don't have anything against annuities, I just think a holistic approach to your retirement plan, which includes investments and can include things like annuities, but needs to have a solid income plan, investment plan, all of that kind of coming together. And that's what we do every day. And we'd love to be able to sit down with you and help you. And if you have any needs throughout the show or afterwards, you can get us at 314-328-4400. And the reason we started getting into the George Jones of not needing a rocking chair is there was a recent survey that's showing 59% of baby boomers are still expecting to work at some amount during their retirement.
Well, you and I talk about that all the time. And you know, for many people, they say, well, there's nothing I'm passionate about, or I love what I do. I want to stay working, or I don't know what I would do in retirement. And if nothing else, planning to stay active, engaged, or even employed after you retire it's not a bad thing. And especially where we are economically, where we could be in the future, as this pandemic continues to escalate and things are happening. But, you know, you were talking about, Ken, about the holistic approach. And I think, you know, for a lot of people and many of the families that we sit down with and talk to, they don't really understand exactly what that means as they're working towards retirement, and maybe helping them understand the, you know, what, how comprehensive what we do and how we put all of that together, I think is really, really important.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And what we're finding really, as we're talking about people working longer, some of you may feel you need to work longer, or to at least continue to have some part-time work during your retirement, but you're doing it for the financial reasons. And Lori, I think you were talking more about most of you that are doing it just because we're finding that if we're living longer, we want to stay sharper. We want to stay involved. We want to have that social interaction that comes with being employed. I'm one of the folks that I've said many, many times that I don't see myself retiring. Do I see myself slowing down at some point in time? Yeah, but to fully retire and walk away is not in my DNA. And there's a lot of you out there that kind of probably have that same feeling that, you know, you don't have a hard and fast stop, but a lot of you do.
Yeah. And that number, that 59% that plan to keep working in retirement, there's another piece and another part of that equation and how that might impact things like your Social Security, your Medicare benefits. And many people are saying, I need to stay working because I need to bridge the gap between now and the time I get Medicare, looking at the Social Security planning. But also you have to consider, if you do continue to work, how might that impact those benefits? And I think that's an important factor.
Well, and the more you work, and depending on when you're going to take your Social Security benefits, so the longer you work, if you can delay the onset of your Social Security benefits, obviously the better that is, because your benefits continue to grow. And you know, but if you're going to take your Social Security benefits at 62, and then suddenly decide a year later that you want to go back into the workforce, and you're going to start to work, you're going to end up with, you know, repaying back some of that Social Security as you're only allowed a certain amount of income from wages on your Social Security benefits.
Well, and oftentimes we see families coming in here saying, well, hey, I'm 62. Guess what? I get to take Social Security. And it's just that 62 magical number. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right time for you to be taking Social Security. And there's things that go into that and helping you plan for and optimizing Social Security, not just because it's available and because, you know, suddenly you're 62.
Well, a lot of the conversations I'm having of late when it comes to the concept of Social Security and when to take the benefits, theoretically, if you delay your benefits to age 70, your benefits are going to be higher on a monthly basis. But then there's that so-called break-even point that says you've got to live a certain amount of time to benefit from that. And then I look at the whole picture, and so many times when I'm having these heart-to-heart conversations with clients is, would you rather start to use the government's money at an early age, or would you rather use your money at an early age? So what I'm getting at there is if you are going to retire at 60 or 62, you could start your benefits at 62, have extra money to spend during what we call your go-go years, those years where you're the healthiest, the youngest you're ever going to be, and have more money then as opposed to if you delay your Social Security, you're going to have more income when you're in your 90s. And I just like to ask the question, would you like to have more spendable income in your 60s when you're healthy and young, or would you rather have more spendable income in your 90s when you're maybe in your no-go years? And most of the time, people are looking at it and saying, you know what, that kind of makes sense. And while maximizing Social Security benefits might lead to, say, delay them, the optimization of how you can use them in living your dream during your go-go years tends to say maybe we should be taking them sooner.
Well, and that's all part of the analysis that we do when you sit down, come in and sit down and visit with us. It's part of the process of what we call that holistic planning. It's creating that income plan, and some of that income is not just coming from your own assets, but from Social Security. And if you've been contributing into there for 30 or 40 years, that can be a pretty significant amount of money. And making sure that you plan correctly to take that is very important.
And then, of course, then you're going to have to look at how taxes play into all of this again, right? If you're going to continue working, if you're looking at your Social Security benefits, you have to start looking at all the tax implications, how that all ties together. You're going to hit age 72. And then you're going to have to start to take required minimum distributions. And you all know that to me, RMD means raunchy, miserable, and disgusting, right? Because you're being forced to take money and pay taxes on it, even though you may not even want it. And starting to really look and do some forward-thinking projections on what that's going to look like, and really sitting down and having some deep tax conversations about where we are today. The Trump tax law is still there. It's in effect right now. Current law says until January 1st of 2026. Yes, that could change with the changing of the president, but I don't see it changing quickly. So we have an opportunity to do some tax planning. Roth conversions are top of mind right now for a lot of folks. And yes, there's still some time left in this year, but not much in order to get these done. And if that's something you'd like to look at, is how that might fit into your program, give us a call. Sit down with us. We'd be more than happy to help you do some evaluations and really kind of show you what makes us different and why we're different from so many other advisors. Because retirement planning is our sole purpose. It's what we do day in and day out. And it's our goal to empower people to enjoy their retirement years and to help them create plans, not just for their income, not just for their investments, but for reducing their future tax liabilities. And you can get us at, what's that number, Lori?
314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And just so that all of you know, we are not only doing in-office visits, we're still doing virtual meetings. Would love to schedule just a phone call with you just to talk about your personal situation. Very relaxed, very easy, no pressure. Just give us a call. We can't help you unless you pick up the phone and give us a call, 314-328-4400. We would love to hear from you.
Recent fears of the coronavirus outbreak have all of us and the markets on edge. Heisey Advisory Group understands the importance of having a customized income strategy for retirement, especially during these unprecedented times. It's natural to second guess your current retirement income strategy, more importantly, if you have no plan at all. If you're feeling uncertain, we encourage you to call us today. Heisey Advisory Group, St. Louis based, family owned and operated. Don't waste another minute worrying. Call us today at 314-328-4400 and set up your complimentary 30-minute virtual meeting. That's 314-328-4400. Heisey Advisory Group. Let us help you feel more confident about your future. Call 314-328-4400.
No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The stock market has had a great run the last few years, and you might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us, but the risk never really goes away. Is the current market making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your financial portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. Now is a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. If a stock market downturn occurs in the years just before or after you retire, the damage to your portfolio and future security could be devastating. You want to work with an advisor who uses strategies that can potentially help you reduce market volatility on your nest egg. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 and let us help you create a plan that matches your investment risk and retirement goals. 314-328-4400.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal.
Hi, this is Laurie Heise.
And this is Ken.
And from our family to yours, wishing you all a very happy, joyous, and peaceful Thanksgiving.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
I don't need your rocking chair.
The good old George Jones, I don't need your rocking chair. And yeah, we opened up the show with that, and I just couldn't resist. We had to come back and play it one more time. Some of the great old country music, George Jones.
Yeah, and I will reiterate once again, not a big fan. I like current country, and but he was not my favorite, but it had its purpose.
Yeah, yeah, it's good old stuff. And speaking of some good old country, we're actually going to be packing up and heading out to the great state of Montana for a little while. And Lori and I are going to spend some time on a dude ranch.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
People go, what is a dude ranch? And I said, well, they're working ranches. And, you know, for those of you that know us, you might look at us and go, what? Actually, it's just a nice little getaway and looking for some quiet time. And we're really excited about that.
Well, and it's exciting for me. I lived in Montana for 4 years ago. It's like another lifetime back. But I lived in eastern Montana, not the beautiful part of the mountainous, gorgeous western Montana, where we're going to be spending time up around Missoula. For those of you that know western Montana, there's Missoula. And if you go, what did you look? About 2.5 hours north is Glacier Park.
About 2.5 to 3 hours north is Glacier National Park. But then we're going to be heading south to an area that's very remote. If you any of you listeners are Yellowstone fans, which we are big Yellowstone fans,
by the
way.
The TV series, right?
The TV series with Kevin Costner. We are going to be very close to where that ranch, where they do some of the filming. So we're really, really excited about that.
It's just a great way to kick back for a while and kind of regroup and recover for making sure we're ready to go for another fresh year again next year. And hopefully we're getting through to the point here with some of the vaccination discoveries and so forth that maybe we can get past COVID sometime.
Oh, that would sure be nice.
First half of the year, right?
Yeah, that would sure be nice. I think we're all feeling that, and you know, it's certainly very tough. So,
well, you were doing some research, and you came across this guy that's called what, the Financial Samurai?
Yeah, he's a blogger, Financial Samurai, and kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit because he was laying out some pretty stark numbers about retirement. And he wrote in that in order to retire, you need to multiply, listen to this, your desired annual expenses by 200. So think about it this way. So if you do the math, if you want $40,000 a year, He's saying that you would need to accumulate $8 million for retirement.
$8 million?
So you're taking $40,000 a year, that's what you want for income. You multiply that by 200, you need $8 million. And that just sounds crazy to me. I mean, that's not the way we do our planning. And I don't know. Do you think you really need to aim that high?
Well, first and foremost, how many of you are actually on target to have $8 million for a $40,000 a year income? Probably not many of you are on target for that. So I mean, he's using kind of this 0.5% rule, a half a percent, which basically, I guess, to me says, take your $8 million and put it in a bank CD at a half a percent. And
you're going to take $40,000 a year.
And you're good. Now, that's assuming you want to finish with the $8 million, I guess, at the same time. So, you know, there's all sorts of these kind of rule of thumbs out there. I would call that a rule of thumb that the financial samurai is talking about. But there's also a very well-known one called the 4% rule, too,
right? I was just going to say, I mean, what happened to the days? And we've talked about that often, about the old 4% rule. And now, you know, reducing it to a half a percent, I mean, that's not very realistic, but the 4% rule isn't really, I would say that's not realistic either.
Well, it came about, William Bengen created that rule back in the early 90s. And if you think about where things were in the early 90s, fixed interest rates were, what, 6%, 7%?
Mm-hmm.
The market was doing double-digit returns in the 90s. And so if you've got 6% on your fixed income, you got a double-digit stock market, yeah, if you withdrew 4% adjusted for inflation, you had about a 90% chance of your money lasting 30 years, and it fit really well. But folks, what are fixed income rates today? Have you gone to the bank and looked at what those fixed CDs are paying?
They're pretty non-existent as far as I can tell.
You know, and with everything, there's good news and bad news, right? The bad news is the interest rates are extremely low. The good news is you don't have much that you have to pay tax on because you're not earning much.
Right. I mean, it's kind of that double-edged sword where, you know, it's helpful for the tax portion of it, but it's not going to really help you for that standard of living in retirement. And you can't, you know, how do you plan around low interest rates? And I don't see the Feds raising interest rates anytime soon, at least not where we are in this climate.
Yeah, probably not for a while anyway. And that'll be a slow adjustment. So what really compounds the problem is the longer that these low interest rates stick around, what's really happening is I think it's feeding a lot of the market growth, because if all you know is bank CDs and stocks and bonds, you're going to gravitate over to the stock market. It's just a natural progression. And the problem is that when you have violent swings in the market, it really takes your retirement portfolio and turns it inside out. And if you're not using your retirement portfolio to support your income, you might be able to withstand that. But if you're using that portfolio to support your income and cash flow, you may find out that you could very much run out of money before you run out of life due to market volatility and the withdrawals you're taking from your portfolio.
Well, and to tie into that, there was a CNBC survey that said 42% of Americans actually don't actively monitor their investments to make sure that they're diversified. And really helping you get to the bottom of what's going on with your portfolio. And Ken, this is something you talk about with families all the time, and how you help them reduce the risk of those large market losses.
Yeah, and we're seeing this constantly over the last several years, people coming into the office, and we're doing stress tests and analysis on current portfolios. And because you're not doing your due diligence in rebalancing your portfolio and having a good asset allocation strategy, we're finding that as time goes by, the longer we have a great growing market, the more risk your portfolio automatically starts to take. And the reason for that is all of your higher risk assets, your stocks, are growing at a much higher rate than your less risk assets. And the longer that goes, obviously, the bigger the portion of those at-risk stocks become out of your portfolio. And suddenly, when you look at the whole, your portfolio is taking on a lot more risk than what you originally intended, because, as it said here, 42% of Americans don't actively monitor their investments.
I mean, that's a huge number, which kind of indicates to me that old buy and hold strategy. You just buy and you hold, and you don't, either you're not watching it if you're actively managed, if you are personally managing, and you should be looking at it, or if you have an advisor or broker, are they not actively looking at these portfolios and making sure that you're rebalancing?
Well, that's what we're here for, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I love the fact that 42% of Americans aren't actively monitoring their investments. I'm hoping that those 42% have a good financial advisor.
Well, and if they don't.
Right. But if you have a good advisor that is building your investment portfolio to reduce market volatility to support income and making it tax efficient, if you've got that, you should be able to get out and enjoy life more. But if you're doing this yourself, or if you don't have a strong retirement planning advisor, you need to make sure that you're actively managing and actively monitoring those investments that you have in your portfolio.
And that's something that we do here at HYSE Advisory Group day in and day out. We work with people that are either currently retired or within about 2 years of retirement. And the time to start planning really is not when you're retired or next month when you're ready to pull the trigger. If you're within that window of a few years of retirement, let us help you. We would love to talk to you about what you're currently doing, how we might be able to help you to really put together that holistic plan. And you can reach us here at 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or you can go out to the web and check us out at HEISEAdvisoryGroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com.
Don't let a sudden downturn in the market have an impact on your retirement. You can let the market control your retirement, or you can take control of the market so that it doesn't have an impact on your retirement.
And we talk about that all the time. You are in control of your retirement.
You are absolutely in control. You are the pilot. You are the CEO of your family. And having a good co-pilot along your side to help you with this process, again, like Lori said, that's what we do day in and day out. We've helped hundreds of people go through this retirement process. If you're looking to retire, this is probably your first time at it, your first go at it. And is anything you've ever done the first time been 100% your best effort? Or do you find that if you've done it repeatedly, that you get much better at what you do, right? And that's, I think, helps make us different, is that because we work in the retirement planning only area, that it gives us the edge of having helped so many other people, and the stories and the feelings and all the planning processes that come from helping all these other people, we can bring that to you.
Yeah, and you've only got one shot at getting this right. Let us help you get this right. And we can't help you unless you pick up the phone. Our number here is 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. I think that's all we have this week for you. We look forward to tune in next Sunday, 9:30, right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HYSE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HYSE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.